Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. I used to work in traditional packaged goods marketing, and one of the lessons that you learned early on was that if you wanted to increase your test scores on a TV commercial, the fastest way to do it was to add a dog. People love dogs. They love dogs in general. They love dogs in advertising. CIBC has tried what they call an experiment to ease clients' financial anxiety with therapy dogs. And they've developed a spot that they call Financial Stress Companions. Carissa Lucreziano is CIBC's VP of Financial and Investment Advice. She joins us now to talk about it. Hello, Carissa.
Hi there.
I have seen this spot, but this is radio. So if you could describe the spot.
Yeah, absolutely. So we named the campaign Financial Stress Companions because we understand how stressful finances can be for Canadians to talk about. And we know that money is the top source of stress for Canadians today. And we really wanted to articulate how we can help. So this is how the campaign came to light. It was a one-day experiment where we brought in therapy dogs to sit with and comfort clients who had been putting off talking about their finances. These clients, they had important goals, like, for example, saving up for a mortgage down payment or figuring out how they were going to achieve their retirement plan, but they were just too stressed out to start. And what we found was that talking about your money with someone who cares and can help you see that bigger picture and guide you along the way was an important first step to relieving some of that stress. So this experiment was somewhat a metaphor to show that when you talk to one of our advisors, it can help you tackle your finances in a way that feels less overwhelming, feels attainable, and that it's, you know, this is with or without the Financial Stress Companions. Our advisors are here to help and make it feel comfortable.
When I saw the spot, I actually thought this was a real initiative. Did you, for like a millisecond in your fantasy, think, well, we've only got a couple thousand branches. We could source a couple of thousand therapy dogs. The manager could take them home on weekends. It would be perfect.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, it could be something that we consider exploring in the future. We don't have plans to bring dogs into CIBC banking centers again, right, like at this time. But we're always looking for new ways to make clients feel more comfortable. Again, it was really to show that, you know, when you're comfortable and when you're in a good setting and, you know, you can really speak about your finances, and it can be a lot easier than first anticipated.
Now, as you say, therapy dogs are a metaphor, but it sounds like you're doing more work on how to reduce anxiety for clients who walk through your doors. What are some of the other things that you are doing in that regard?
So we know that finances are top of mind for Canadians. And, you know, we know the economic environment has played a big, big role in financial stress today. We just conducted a financial priorities poll, and we found that the number one priority for Canadians this year is paying off debt. Now, this has been the top priority for the last 12 years. However, it's much more prominent. The mix of debt is, you know, a little bit higher on the credit card side. So this is really important for Canadians. Managing day-to-day expenses is another priority that came in second. The good news is that Canadians still are really focused on growing wealth into their future. So that was a third priority. It may be a little bit hard to do that in this environment as much as it was before. But, you know, we're focused on helping clients with those goals. We're focused on having the conversation, understanding what is important to our clients and how we can put a plan in place. And so we also know that things like, you know, the expenses today are, you know, have got people a little bit more concerned. Inflation is currently sitting at 6.3, and it's come down a bit from that 6.9, but everyday essentials are still very expensive. So getting the management of finances and getting that clarity really, really helps as well. Like we've heard, you know, the biggest thing that we hear about a lot of the times from our clients is even just walking into the grocery store can be stressful. Like we're hearing terms like eggflation. Now eggs have gone up 16.5%. So, you know, having that conversation, setting those goals, and starting to talk about what really is the crux of the stress or the anxiety.
Dogs don't speak, at least outside of the world of animated Disney features. Humans speak. Your advisors, your branch level folks speak. What have you been working on to improve how they speak to clients in a way that mitigates some of the anxiety that clients feel. Because honestly, when you go into a bank, and I don't know, I haven't been into CIBC in a while, it sounds like this. Wah, 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 to paraphrase Charlie Brown's teacher.
So think about it as in the context of this campaign. So think about, you know, having a conversation with an advisor. And this is where we really want the clients to experience having that conversation. And so I'll walk you through kind of, what it would feel like to have a conversation. So, you know, the first thing that our advisors will talk to our clients about is understand what's important to them. If there is money stress, you know, what are you worried about? Is it the big worry is paying down debt, managing day-to-day expenses like groceries, saving for a rainy day, or growing your wealth. By identifying what is on, you know, our clients' minds when it comes to money, it really starts to, you know, paint that picture. One of the things that we will always talk about in the fundamentals of, you know, advice is really encouraging our clients to revisit or create their budget. So, you know, and that's first and foremost. So understanding what you have coming in and what you have going out creates an awareness and a better sense of control of your money. And creating a budget doesn't need to be difficult or time consuming, although it can feel like it. We recommend, you know, doing, you know, whether it's online, but using online budgeting tools. We have one, an interactive one at CIBC Smart Advice Hub, where you can enter in your income, enter in your expenses, and then it'll show you kind of where you're spending your money. The purpose of doing a budget, other than, you know, really making sure you have a good sense of where your money is going, is to understand, you know, what's the residual that you have at the end of the month, and what decisions are within your control that you can, you know, tackle to free up some of that money. Because the second thing that we will often start to talk about is then from that, let's talk about setting your goals.
Now, this advertising idea, which is why we're here in the first place, these financial stress companions, it's a brilliant idea. It's beautiful. The dogs are adorable. How do you connect that advertising idea to behavior in the branch? Because I think for a lot of people, they still experience the hard sell of credit cards and lines of credit and different accounts and insurance and all that stuff from all the major players. All of them have a similar metric orientation because you're for profit. And if I ran a bank, I'd do the same.
Yeah, I think it comes down to advice, and it comes down to what's important to Canadians right now is really understanding goals. So we focus on goals. We focus on having that conversation, and that's really the difference. So for example, a client may have a goal to travel, pay off debt, or build an emergency fund. We want to have a conversation that will reflect on what's changed in the past year, past couple of years. And then from there, we want to know and we want to understand, are the client's goals still relevant? And so we'll use, not only will we have a good conversation, but we'll use some digital goal planning tools like our digital goal planner, and we'll be able to map out clients' goals and you know, talk to them about what's important. If it's retirement, for example, what does retirement look like? What is the income you think you need today in retirement? And we'll map that out. And we'll track their success along the way. So it really is about the relationship. It's about the advice. It's about getting to know our clients.
Are you a dog person?
Yeah, of course. I don't have one, but actually I am a dog.
You like
person,
them?
Yes.
Yeah. But they were cute dogs. Carissa, thank you for sharing this spot with us, and thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much.
Carissa Lucraziano is CIBC's VP of Financial and Investment Advice.